The North Dakota UAS industry is on the rise and rapidly rising at that.
Grand Sky Development Company President Thomas Sawyer was among those on hand for the third annual UAS Industry Day in Fargo. Sawyer says the event has several advantages. He says it allows companies interested in doing business in UAS a chance to see state of the art. Sawyer says there's also valuable networking taking place.
So somebody just came up to me and said, hey, you know, we're sort of in that space already. We'd like to work with you. So right out of the gate, we save 3 or 4 years of startup costs by just creating a partnership based on the networking that we're doing here. You know, if you can save 3 or 4 years of initial startup and initial investment, you're really going to advance the ball fast.
Sawyer says while we have been hearing a lot about unmanned aircraft in recent years, he thinks 2016 will have UAVs become more visible.
Right now, there's a lot of companies, a lot of industries. For example, the energy industry is really understanding how they can use unmanned aircraft quickly and efficiently. For example, a storm moves through an area. They can go and they know the power lines are down. They can inspect and isolate exactly what power lines are down, where they're down, and what kind of repairs they need. So they can dispatch the truck with the right equipment on it and the right personnel on it to make that repair as fast as possible.
He says there are still issues that need to be worked out in terms of regulation and rules for operation. But he says the line of sight rule is still a very important issue to contend with.
Even in Grand Sky, as we're moving forward, hopefully setting up an agreement to be able to use the Air Force's radar image to be able to use that for a visual observer. And the FAA hasn't approved this, and the Air Force hasn't signed off on it yet either. So we're still working through that process. But we're optimistic that process is going to be approved somewhere this year. And that would allow aircraft to fly using a radar as an observer. We're still using an observer. There's still line of sight. We just aren't directly watching the aircraft. We're watching it on radar.
Sawyer says the idea is to keep a line of sight, but extend the ability to fly farther.
There are also some permissions to be able to maybe fly from moving vehicles. So we can at least keep that line of sight moving instead of stopping in one place, flying till I can't see it anymore, and then going to get where the aircraft is and starting again. Maybe we can follow it along, or somebody can operate it from a moving vehicle that someone else is driving, of course.
Sawyer says incremental gains are being made as people grow more and more comfortable with unmanned aircraft. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.